Okay, and your address.
South Bend, Indiana, 46601.
Okay. I'm calling about your prescription for, let me get it, everything back up, for the Adderall.
Okay.
Yeah. We weren't able to fill your prescription because the doctor is asking, it says that you want a specific brand, and we can't guarantee that. We can't do a specific brand, so they were reaching back out to the doctor.
We've done it in the past, and this is just a money thing, so you are unilaterally complicating my medication, and you are actually breaking Indiana law by preventing me from getting my medication. It's a money thing that you guys are pulling, and I'm not happy about it at all.
Yeah, we cannot, like, guarantee a specific brand, not anymore. That's what I've been told.
So executive gets a bonus, and I continue having an interruption to my treatment. Fantastic. You guys are rock stars for stockholders and executives.
Okay.
But it's clear that I'm getting treatment from you.
Okay, but if you wanted to get a specific brand, you can, like, have your doctor call it in locally and have it filled locally.
Except I don't have transportation, and it's a controlled substance, so I can't get it delivered.
Okay.
It really sucks being disabled because the entire world poops on you.
Yeah, is there, I mean, it has to be that specific brand?
That is the one that works the best and doesn't make me feel gross. Which I'm guessing has to do with cleanliness of product or something. But the other ones have made me feel like I'm on drugs and I don't want that feeling. It's also, strangely enough, what other people complain about mine is that it doesn't make them feel on drugs. So who's drug seeking and who's not? Like, I want that because it doesn't make me feel like I'm on drugs. And the other people don't like it because it makes them feel like, doesn't make them feel like they're on drugs. So, I mean, like, if you want me to be drugged, then that's your prerogative, but you are a company making a bunch of money off of partnerships and weird corruptions and weird backroom deals, and I am a patient being denied my whole treatment because you don't want to work with a brand that costs you 20 cents more. Probably for the whole bottle.
Yeah, but it is what the... our dispensing partner actually carries.
Yeah, sure.
So they may not have that available. That's why,
like,
they cannot guarantee
it.
Deals
and partnerships. It's all corruption is what it is. And as the patient, I'm suffering. Like, I can't go to my pharmacy and get my treatment. I'm disabled. I don't have transportation. I have severe anxiety. And you're telling me that I have to call 5 or 6 different companies or agencies. You're also expecting me to depend on this broken system for psychiatric medication. And I'm sorry, but if you can't handle the stuff that isn't even aggressively mood altering, then God forbid, if I actually started something that would be suicidally inducing, like, come on, like, you guys are just trying to kill me. And frankly, I think that's the point as well. I mean, I'm not even, like, that wouldn't even at all surprise me if some executive is rubbing their hands together. We're either going to make money off of him or he's going to die. We don't give a shit. So, I mean, really, what else is there?
I can see if I can get a pharmacist to speak with you. And
so
I don't know if there's anything
the
that...
You guys just don't want to buy the stuff that I need. And that's your prerogative, but you are literally preventing me from getting my medication because you're my pharmacy, see? And there aren't any other pharmacies. Like, CVS doesn't deliver controlled substances.
Yeah, and I apologize. It's just that we can't do specific brands anymore.
Right. Then I guess I'm just done being treated, and we might as well just cancel everything. Like, everything. Like, my HIV medication, all of, like, the rest of my narcolepsy medication, everything. Everything. And then you guys can give the executive whatever bonus they deserve. Yay!
Okay, so you want to cancel everything with
us? No, I don't. You guys do. Clearly. including my life. So, you know, get on with it. Like, I want my treatment. Yeah. I want my treatment.
Yeah, the only... I can't do anything. Yeah, only thing I can do is, like, let you speak with a pharmacist and maybe they can figure out a solution.
You're working for a machine that only feeds the money. There is no solution. I'm left to die or suffer or remain unfunctional. So, like, that's just it. Like, I'm just accepting my fate that we live in a country where the bigots and the cheats actually win everything. And I and everybody else that's marginalized suffers and just keeps feeding their machine. Because they deserve a yacht, and I deserve to die in a gutter.
Okay, so there can be you do not want any kind of substitution for the Adderall, correct?
I have tried substitutions, and they're significantly worse because they're too aggressive in how they feel, or it's just like. I've tried the substitutes and the cheaper ones and the ones that are made in Chinese factories with lead. Like, I've tried them. They don't make me feel good.
Yeah.
They either feel like drugs or worse. And, like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's not my fault my system works with that particular brand really well. And if I hadn't been through several of them... When I was getting my meds filled at CVS, when I had transportation, I got all my meds at the same pharmacy. And that is the only way that I can actually handle getting my meds. So if you're not willing to fill it, I don't get my meds. It's just that simple. So why even bother getting treatment? Why even bother trying to see a doctor? Because you guys get to unilaterally decide whether I'm treated or not. And in my opinion, it's egregious. It's a crime, but it's where we live. And I'm a disabled person with no money. I can't sue you. I can't change anything. I can't pursue anything. I just get kicked in the face and kicked in the face and kicked in the face until I either stop crying about it and just lay down and die or start liking being kicked in the face. Like, I don't have any other choice.
Yeah, I apologize. It's just that it's only what the dispensing partner carries. And they won't make a substitution in that way. I can, only thing I could think of is to fill it locally, but you can't pick it up locally.
And they won't deliver.
And only other solution I could think of is to ask a pharmacist, is there anything that can be done?
Fine.
So, okay. Let me, so do you want me to reach out to the pharmacist?
Sure. I don't,
okay,
I'm not holding
just
my breath, even though I think that everybody would like me to.
Okay. Hang on just a second. Let me get permission and I will be right back with you.
All right.
Over 4 minutes later,
okay, Mr. Fox, I'm still here. I'm just waiting for a pharmacist. Just bear with me.
I want to make it
go
clear
ahead
to you that I'm not mad at you. I'm just super frustrated.
I understand.
With the company. Like, I just, like, I mean, I'm, like, I mean, I don't, it's a nightmare these days. Like, just across the board.
Yeah, it's just that, unfortunately, we have different dispensing partners and they can't guarantee which one is from what I understand. I'm trying to reach out to a pharmacist to see if we can find some kind of solution for you. So, just bear with me just a little bit longer. I'm just waiting
just
to hear back
sure
from
you. You understood that I wasn't mad at you.
Yeah, I understand. I understand your frustration. You're fine.
Okay.
Okay. Just bear with me a little bit longer.
Thank you.
Over 9 minutes later.
Okay, Mr. Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have Brad on the line. He's going to get you over to a pharmacist,
okay,
and hopefully they will come up with some kind of solution.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Brad, I'm going to complete the transfer.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Mr. Fox.
Hello.
Hi, is it all right if I call you Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. Paul, my understanding from Lisa is that you're looking for the prescription for Adderall and that you want a specific brand, not the generic, because the generic will make you sick. Is that correct?
Well, what I understand is that the Mallinckrodt Adderall is a generic. It's just Mallinckrodt's generic. And because Adderall is the Adderall brand, that's the non-generic. So I'm asking for a specific generic that I know is compatible with my system and my psyche. So it doesn't make me feel like I'm on drugs. It doesn't make me feel sick. It doesn't make me feel shaky or jittery. And so many of the other ones have. And I've been through 5 or 6 different versions because when I was getting my stuff filled from CVS, that's when we discovered that there are differences from manufacturer to manufacturer. I didn't really, I don't remember what the terminology is, but there's the pharmacy terminology of like, effectively the same. That's the gist of it. But what I found is that there are remarkable differences from product to product to product. And what I found is that a lot of the ones that were colored made me feel like I was on drugs. And I don't know if it's the pigment. I don't know if it's some other ingredient in the filler. I don't really know. What I know is that the Mallinckrodt brand did not make me feel like I was on drugs, helped my focus, helped my ability to think and actually form a whole complete thought and sentence without getting derailed, and didn't make me feel depressed. And some of the other ones did, like, really bad. And so, like, I told my doctor this, and he said, okay, well, we'll just make the prescription for that particular brand and go from there. And for the longest time, the way CVS worked it is they just bought the whole bottle and put my name on it and then filled it from that for me. And unfortunately, I moved away from that particular pharmacy being local, and I lost my vehicle through some other corruption because I'm in a bigoted hate state. So it's been rough, to say the least, in treatment, in housing, and everything. So honestly, like, I don't really believe that I'm ever going to actually be fully treated or that it's going to be consistent. I think that there's a run of absolutely allowed, permitted, complete, everybody's blind to it, discrimination and greed. So, and if it's not one, it's the other, and often it's both. So, I mean, that's kind of where I stand with everything. And I don't really believe I've got much, you know, in the way of a future at this point anyway. So, I mean, like, I just kind of feel like...
Well, let me do this for you, Paul. What we could do is, what I'm going to say is, normally we cannot guarantee the specific brand of a medication. Now, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to a pharmacist who might be able to specifically order that Mallinckrodt brand that you were referring to. And I'm going to make a note about it, making you the other brands made you sick and those sort of things. So let me ask this. Do you mind if I put you on hold for a couple minutes while I speak to a pharmacist and then I'm going to transfer you over?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back to the phone frequently just to check in on you and let you know the progress. And make sure we aren't disconnected. I do have your phone number in case we do get disconnected. So I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Over 7 minutes later.
This is Victoria, pharmacist with CarolinRx Pharmacy. Is this Mr. Fox?
This is.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm okay. I've been better. I've been worse, you know.
Okay, so you're calling about the Adderall prescription?
Yes.
All right. Unfortunately, we're not able to order specific manufacturers, and the only one we carry is the Teva manufacturer. So you would have to fill this locally if you need the, is it the Mallinckrodt manufacturer that you need? Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, we're not able to sell for that manufacturer.
So this whole exercise has been 37 minutes of wasting my time. Like, I don't understand. Like, you guys are unilaterally preventing me from getting my medication. You're my pharmacist. I don't have the energy or the wherewithal to chase down three or four different medications from three or four different agencies or businesses, all of which have their own litany of rules. And I'm a disabled person, and the local pharmacies don't deliver controlled substances. So, and this is a controlled substance. So you guys have like the whole market on the specific type of medication for delivery, and I'm being left to hang out to dry. It's been a multi-month interruption, and I'm basically giving up on treatment altogether. And I've sworn off psychiatric treatment because I don't trust the pharmacy to not just unilaterally decide that I'm not going to get some treatment because they don't have a partnership with a particular manufacturer. Maybe because they charge 20 cents more than their in-house partner or whatever. And I really think it's down to something as petty as 20 cents.
Okay, yeah, I apologize. There's really nothing I can do in this situation. So you would have to find it locally if you need that specific manufacturer. Is there anything else?
Me to you, saying that you are the only one that can. And
I know the previous associate did tell you.
And so now I've been once again kicked in the face relative to hope, and it's been proven to be nothing but more deceit. So, I mean, like I don't even get it. Like, I just don't even get it. Like, why even waste my time? You've decided that I don't deserve the medication that works for me because you don't make enough of money on it. So that's it. It really does boil down to some executive getting a bonus and me perishing. And as the country continues devolving into that direction, I've been discriminated in housing, I've been discriminated in work, I've been discriminated in, just across the board. So, like, why not my pharmacy too? I mean, seriously, like, and like, I've...
This isn't an issue of discrimination, sir. We're not able to get that manufacturer in.
Discrimination or greed or both. And honestly, like, I'm a disabled person, so you know full well that I don't have the means or the resources to actually challenge you in any kind of meaningful or effective way. All I can do is mule and cry and bitch and moan, and that's it. That's all I got. And everybody just pats me on the head, dismisses me like they always do, and I suffer and go without. And nobody cares whether my quality of life is poop. Nobody cares whether the brands are icky or they make me feel like crap or they make me feel like I'm on drugs, which I don't want. And my medicine should not make me feel like I'm on drugs. And so many of the other ones outside of this particular brand that I've been prescribed make me feel like I'm on drugs. And I want to be functional. I don't want to be drugged, if that makes any sense to you at all. So, I mean, you guys make money or you just destroy my life, and it's really what it is. So I don't really think I matter. I mean, obviously I don't. It's the 20 cents or whatever it is that matters, and that's where it is. And I've got an entire industry, another entire industry telling me that the only thing that matters is money and not me. So why would you guys be any different, right? So, I mean, I mean, like, at this point, like, I really don't think it even matters that I breathe. Because I'm never going to be allowed to live, and I'm never going to actually get treatment that's uninterrupted in favor of my health versus money.
Mr. Fox, I am very sorry. That's not the case at all. It's nothing personal. We're not discriminating. This is across the board on all medications. We're not able to order specific manufacturers. It's just whatever the preferred manufacturer is for each medication. Right now, we're not able to specify specific manufacturers. That might change in the future, but as of right now, we're not able to do that. So well, I am very sorry. We're not trying to make things more difficult for you.
Well, as of right now, but, in a multi-month interruption to my treatment, and I'm basically ready to give up on all treatment. Because I don't matter. Like, it's clear as day that I just don't matter.
You absolutely do matter. This is nothing personal, I promise you. We're just unfortunately not able to fill that specific manufacturer. So I am very sorry. I know this is frustrating. I wish there was more that I could do, honestly, but unfortunately, we're not able to order specific manufacturers. There's just, my hands are tied in that area. So I do apologize. I hope that you're able to find it locally.
I've tried. This is what I keep telling you people. I have tried. Nobody delivers locally. Like, nobody delivers it locally because it's a controlled substance. They won't deliver it locally. I have no transportation. I have no way of getting to the pharmacy. Like, I don't know how many times I have to reiterate this, that you guys are my pharmacy. You are authorized to do controlled substance mail delivery and have and don't. So, I mean, there's nothing more clear that I don't matter than this. Like,
again, it has nothing to do with that. It's nothing personal. We just can't order specific manufacturers. So there's nothing I can do for you. I do apologize. I'm going to have to disconnect the call.
I spent over 20 minutes on hold for this call that I've cut out so that you guys don't have to endure that. What I find really intriguing is that these are people, this is a company full of able people that are saying they're unable, that they can't, when it's a willful choice. And the reality of what they're actually doing is that they won't, they will not. And it hurts to hear somebody able claim they can't when it's clearly a choice. While I've been maligned for being unwilling and misrepresented as refusing a number of times, even though my situation is being disabled, I also find it intriguing that she says that it's not personal, but then tells me in almost the same phrase that I matter somehow, that I'm valued, and I just don't see that they're both congruent. It can't possibly be that they're both true, because it's not. I don't feel valued, and I don't feel valuable. I don't feel like I matter to anyone. And this just reinforces that, because their 20 cents difference is more important than I am, and that more important than my functionality or treatment is. And I believe that it would cross over to any treatment that they would potentially offer.